like some kind of biblical, epical, unbelievable scene.
They're beautiful people.
Mr. Redwood sending the first happening of a happening decade. This is the first national happening of this happening decade. A loving, a living, a being. 36,000 non-stop top pop, even top band.
It's
going
to be a revolution.
Sure he
does, yeah, totally. Nice girls, you're a great nation out there. First, I've got to remind you, the police and the security service.
I understand you're up this morning, waking up some and seeing if it will have a
so let's cool it and have a groovy scene.
They still seem to attract a strong following of hippies.
Remember then, there was quite a turnout of long hair, beads, sackcloth and ashes, all looking like extras from Woodstock.
From backyard birthdays to full-blown DIY freakouts, this is the Festival Report.
I heard stories of after taking something like 12 hours to get from Auckland down to here last night.
Indeed.
Hey, welcome to the BFM studio, Sarah and Harry from NestFest.
Hello.
G'day, g'day.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Firstly, what is NestFest? Where is it and when is it?
Give us the stats.
NestFest is located in Hawke's Bay on January 12th at Black Barn Amphitheatre, and it is a showcase of some amazing, amazing New Zealand and international artists.
We're just talking off air. First time I've ever laid eyes on the Black Barn situation.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't mess that up. It's ripping.
Yeah.
Really nice.
We haven't had to do much to the venue, I have to say, for the festival.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day regardless, I think.
It's like a blank slate, that place.
Yeah,
it is. Someone's done the design.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot us a message if you what's it called again, the spot?
Black Barn Amphitheatre.
Shoot us a message if you've been along to Black Barn Amphitheatre. Yeah. Let us know what you've seen, 5395. How long's NestFest been going for? Is this a brand spanks?
This is a brand spanking new one. Yeah,
I feel like this is like right on the limit of our mini festival situation. But
yeah,
because
yeah.
You do have Connor Moxon on the bill, which
yeah,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Say. Yeah, yeah. It was a big day when we got that contract back from old Connor. It was.
What's that dance like? Is it like? Are you guys relatively new to the scene of like trying to make that happen? Because this is shooting quite high right off the bat, you know. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're relatively new to this. I mean, I'm definitely new to it. Mm-hmm. Saz has a pretty epic background in music and whatnot.
Cool.
I come from more of a sporting background and then kind of fell into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of reaching high and.
What's the hardest part? Formatting like a nice email.
A little bit, yeah.
Sweet talking's definitely
sweet
a lot
talking,
about it.
Yeah, making sure you like sound like you know what you're talking about.
It's who you know and what you know.
Yeah, so true. But no, it was sweet. We're stoked and we just can't wait to house him, and it's his hometown and stuff. So I'm sure he'll be looking forward to it as well.
Mm.
Excellent. Yeah. You've brought a fair bit of music up because the lineup is strong. So I reckon we just kick straight into it.
Yeah,
cool.
This is Marlon's Dreaming. What time are they on? Have you figured out the times of situations?
We're currently still structuring it, but they're going to be around probably 5 to 6 p.m. or something like that, right when the sun's come down.
I feel like every band, it's kind of like you want the sunset to go forever, because every band is just like, oh, it'd be great at sunset.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, sunset goes till like 10 o'clock there, surely.
Here's Marlon's Dreaming.
Now you're chilling with other guys.
Delicious Marlon's Dreaming right there. That one was floating. Said to be playing sometime in the afternoon down there at Nestfest. Actually, I think they're opening for Leisure out at Hollywood this Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Sweet Bix, that's mint. Now, we were just talking off air as to why you sort of kicked off Nestfest. Sarah, you're saying Harry was sort of touring a lot of these bands and it just kind of got, it was like, why don't we sort of put all this in one place.
Yeah, it's a bit of a two-year process. I'll let Harry kind of explain that.
Yeah, well, it's been a two-year process, and they've been, I mean, all the bands have just had some great success themselves and been selling out bar venues of 400-500 people, and just kind of logistically it was kind of like, yeah, let's try to do something new and bring it all together in one place and kind of broaden out the community that's starting to form behind these bands and the music, so...
It is quite a tough step that, you know, like, where do you go after you can sell out a 400-person venue in Auckland? You do have to really pony up, you know, because you're kind of looking at the town hall or the power station, which are kind of quite a lot bigger, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's
but
daunting.
These are outside bands to me as well. Like, you want these bands outside. Yeah. Let me just do a read-off right now. Connor Moxon and the Family Band, The Babe Rainbow, The Shambles, Marlon's Dreaming, Mild Orange, Soaked Oats, Jack Berry, Minnie Simmons, Debbie Fair, and... A loose, how do you say that last one?
Lacuna.
And also there's another lineup announcement coming.
We're starting to look to expand.
Good stuff.
Trying to take on a bit more of a challenge, and we actually went to Pharos on the weekend, and something of the kind of crowd management and the differences between the stages and stuff really fascinated me. So I'm looking to kind of bring out some new fresh talent that, you know, gets people excited.
Nice one. So you'll just be working off the one stage though, right? That's the... Or is that, are you kind of sifting between the idea of maybe they've said, hey, you could put another little stage over here?
Yeah. We've got a potential space for another stage.
Oh, cool.
We've got this full circle area that's next to the amphitheatre that we're looking to turn into a bit of a art install market, food, bar and stage and live performance stuff as well. So we kind of want to be able to offer the, you know, the people that come a place to go out and chill and get away from it, but then also come back and be relived up all about it.
We could keep chatting, but I think we should probably slip into another tune. Let's just go straight to the jugular here. You've got old mate Connor Moxon, Charlotte's Thong, no doubt headlining with this far now on stage, and Motley Crue of whoever decides to turn up.
That's
and
the one.
Because, like you said, it's his hometown, so it's going to be interesting. You've really left yourself open here by saying family band. Sweet, here we go.
Yeah.
One of the longest Connor Moxon songs in existence.
I think you're right there.
Yeah, plenty of Connor Moxon fans out here on the 95 BFM listenership, though, of course. And you can catch him at Nest Fest January
12th.
I was going to say 12th.
2019.
If follow your heart to this
fest. Excuse it, quick, creaky mic. Hey, so it is a Saturday, running from 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, about
then. About then, if you're going to head down there, you sort of have to suss your own ACOM in the nearby towns. Yeah. But you guys are running a bus service.
Yeah, we're going to be running a bus service through Napier and Hastings, so if all the concert goers can kind of, you know, make their own way to their spozzy for the night.
Those tickets will be released in December through the Black Barn website.
Can we talk about costs here? The prices here? Hang on.
Yes.
What are the stats? I saw like 80 or something. Hang on.
Yeah, we sold out first and second release within 5 hours of releasing it. So now we're at general admissions are $120.
$120?
Yeah.
Sweet ass. What's on offer in the way of snacks and stuff?
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Snacks.
We've got wood fire pizza, great coffee. Cool. We might even have a few white bait fritters involved.
Wow.
The bar is incredible. Obviously, Black Barn is a winery, so you'll be getting top of the notch juice of the grapes,
cup
you know?
Of grapes, eh?
Yeah.
We've just been talking with Park Ranger, who are like this new gin and vodka kind of canned beverage. And a lot of their proceedings go to.
Wait, like, is that, that sounds like the most powerful RTD I've ever heard?
Yeah, yeah. No, those aren't mixed together. they're separate. Yeah. But a lot of their profits go to like animal welfare and stuff like that
to
kind of protect the white rhino, black rhinos or something like that.
All rhinos are pretty much doomed.
Mm. Yeah.
We also work with For the Better Good, which is a biodegradable, like compostable bottle.
Water bottle, yeah.
At the festival, so they'll be all available, which is cool.
We're just trying to make it as sustainable as possible, really.
Yeah, that's kind of what I like about the small festivals. It's it's always kind of on the forefront of that.
Yeah.
You just want to be low key, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's good vibes. I did have another question. Is the plan to maybe make it an annual thing, see how this one goes?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. As long as we come out alive from it, we'll be...
This sort of thing, you tend to bully yourself into it. So you just go, we're doing it. It's a fest.
We do it
every year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for a while there, I was like, everyone's like, oh, you're doing a festival. I was like, no, just a fest.
Yeah.
Just a fest. It's half of a fest.
Focus on the fest.
But no, it's pretty sweet.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
That's right, Nest Fest, everybody, Jan 12th. Second lineup. When's the second lineup coming out?
Next week. Cool. Yeah, either we choose our Thursday.
And it'll be kind of getting down to the nitty gritty.
It'll be in the nitty gritty for sure, yeah.
We're going to go out on some mild orange. You guys are saying, they're from Dunedin, but sort of blowing up on the world stage.
Yeah, on the world stage. We were just doing the numbers before, and we think they've got over 10 million streams across the different platforms.
That's crazy.
That's just Spotify and YouTube alone, so they're doing massively well.
Yeah, they're playing only three festivals this summer as well, R&A, R&B, and Nestfest. Mm-hmm. So it's a very small kind of chance to be able to catch them.
Right.
And we can't wait to see them at Nestfest because their set is... I saw them in Wellington, and it was the first time I've seen them. Well, not the first time, but the last time I saw them this year. And their set just blew me away.
Dunedin are back, baby.
Dunedin are back.
Dunedin are fucking back.
They are back.
Sarah, Harry, Nestfest, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All the best. All the best.
Legends.
Hello again. Remember me? We were making love, but just getting started. This is foreplay.
Trying to solve it all, and holding on forever. to know more people, and you'll get to know more songs, and go to a party and party up large, and then you get to know, you know what I mean? No, you don't.
The Festival Report.
Came to see a bit of a revolution.